comprensión oral. Esta proba consta de 3 tarefas. En cada tarefa escoitarase a mesma grabación 2 veces. Hai un silencio inicial para que a persoa candidata lea o exercicio e outro final para comprobar as respostas.
Task 1. You're going to hear some people talking about different topics. Read headings B to J carefully and match them to recordings 1 to 8. In block capitals, write the letter of the heading which goes with each recording. Recording 0 is an example. There is one extra heading which does not go with any of the recordings. Now you have 30 seconds to read the headings.
Example.
I have to say that unfortunately I'm rather untidy. And I'm not very good at cleaning up after me, like in the kitchen, for example. When I'm cooking, I don't do the washing up. And then I start to cook something else, and the whole kitchen is in a complete mess.
One.
My name is Fiona from East Sussex. School starts at 8:30. We learn English, maths, science and sports. We have a break in the morning and one in the afternoon. We have lunch at 12:00 and finish at 3:30. Then we go home and do our homework.
Two.
I think I shall probably cook his favourite dinner, and my husband is a big fan of Italian food, so I think it will probably be lasagna is what I'm going to put on the menu. I like making lasagna because it's not very difficult to make, but when you make it yourself it tastes really nice. And we'll serve it probably with salad, probably lettuce.
Three.
On Monday, we will see heavy showers in the north of the country, with possible fog and temperatures as low as 7 or 8 degrees Celsius. In the south, we are expecting dry spells with temperatures with a high of 12 degrees Celsius. The heavy showers should clear up across the country by early evening, leaving settled weather.
I now live in Saint-Amand, a nice, quaint, quiet little village in the countryside of France, where I can ride my bicycle around with the other Spanish teacher's assistant and find many new interesting things. I love the people in Saint-Amand. I think they're very nice, funny.
Five.
My dad was a teacher, but now he is retired. My mum works with children with special needs, and my brother works in information technology with computers. He is 25.
Six.
I have 3 cats and 1 dog, and my cat is a Siamese cat, and his name is Casanova, and he's very fluffy and he's very sweet. He has white fur with black ears and a black tail.
Seven.
Double-decker buses are buses that have two levels, an upstairs and a downstairs. You see them in other countries too, but for lots of people, a red double-decker bus is a typical London sight.
Where do you like to sit, Tess? Upstairs or downstairs?
I don't really take the bus, Ravi.
Eight.
I drink tea rarely. When I do drink tea, I tend to drink green tea because, A, I like it. It's got lots of antioxidants in. And I enjoy it and the different flavours. Some people will drink a cup of Indian tea, that's the black tea, the dark tea. They'll have one for breakfast.
Now, listen again.
Example.
I have to say that unfortunately I'm rather untidy. And I'm not very good at cleaning up after me, like in the kitchen, for example, when I'm cooking. I don't do the washing up, and then I start to cook something else, and the whole kitchen is in a complete mess.
One.
My name is Fiona from East Sussex. School starts at 8:30. We learn English, maths, science, and sports. We have a break in the morning and one in the afternoon. We have lunch at 12 o'clock and finish at 3:30. Then we go home and do our homework.
Two.
I think I shall probably cook his favourite dinner, and my husband is a big fan of Italian food, so I think it will probably be lasagna is what I'm going to put on the menu. I like making lasagna because it's not very difficult to make. But when you make it yourself, it tastes really nice. And we'll serve it probably with salad, probably lettuce.
Three.
On Monday, we will see heavy showers in the north of the country, with possible fog and temperatures as low as 7 or 8 degrees Celsius. In the south, we are expecting dry spells with temperatures with a high of 12 degrees Celsius. The heavy showers should clear up across the country by early evening, leaving settled weather.
Four.
I now live in Saint-Amand, a nice, quaint, quiet little village in the countryside of France, where I can ride my bicycle around with the other Spanish teacher's assistant and find many new interesting things. I love the people in Saint-Amand. I think they're very nice, funny.
Five.
My dad was a teacher, but now he is retired. My mum works with children with special needs. And my brother works in information technology with computers. He is 25.
Six.
I have 3 cats and 1 dog. And my cat is a Siamese cat. And his name is Casanova. And he is very fluffy. And he's very sweet. He has white fur with black ears and a black tail.
Seven.
Double-decker buses are buses that have two levels, an upstairs and a downstairs. You see them in other countries too, but for lots of people, a red double-decker bus is a typical London sight.
Where do you like to sit, Tess? Upstairs or downstairs?
I don't really take the bus, Ravi.
Eight.
I drink tea rarely. When I do drink tea, I tend to drink green tea because, A, I like it. Mm-hmm. It's got lots of antioxidants in. And I enjoy it and the different flavours. Some people will drink a cup of Indian tea, that's the black tea, the dark tea. They'll have one for breakfast.
Task 2. You're going to hear a person talking about Glasgow. Read statements 1 to 8 carefully and listen to the recording. In the spaces provided in block capitals, complete with one word or number, as in example 0. Answers must be based exclusively on the information in the recording. Now you have 1 minute to read the statements.
Glasgow, the biggest city in Scotland. On my next holiday, I'm going to visit the great city of Glasgow for a few days. Glasgow is the biggest and busiest city in Scotland, but the Scottish capital is Edinburgh. It is located by the River Clyde, which is a great natural location for fishing. Today, over 2 million people live in Glasgow. To prepare my visit, I have read about its history. Over 2,000 years ago, there were some kinds of temporary villages in that area. Later, the Romans constructed a permanent campsite and built the Antonine Wall to protect themselves from the Celtic and Pict people. In the 6th century, Christian built a church called St. Mungo. In 1136, the first stone of Glasgow Cathedral was placed and Glasgow became a city. Today, the cathedral is still changing and extending. Since the 16th century, Glasgow has been a very important commercial center. Ships coming from the new continent of America brought products such as tobacco, cotton, or Caribbean sugar. These products were then distributed to the United Kingdom and Europe. Many merchants selling tobacco and sugar became very rich. They built big expensive houses and many monuments that you can still visit today. In the 19th century, with Industrial Revolution, Glasgow was one of the richest cities in the world and second in the United Kingdom, just after London. Then this time, thanks to all this money coming in, Glasgow public transport and public street lighting, together with parks, museums, art galleries and libraries, were created. In the present, lots of people visit Glasgow. Many of them come just for the weekend, or others for a week. Most visitors come from European countries, but also from the United States and Canada. As far as transportation goes, Glasgow has two airports. There are also two main railway stations. People can also choose between the underground and the city buses to move around the city. You can also get a taxi, rent a car, or rent one of the rental city bikes. I'm going in July, so the weather would be great. The temperature would be about 25 degrees during the day and 16 degrees at night. There is a high chance of rain because Glasgow is a wet place. I'm taking my umbrella with me just in case. Now, listen again. Glasgow, the biggest city in Scotland. On my next holiday, I'm going to visit the great city of Glasgow for a few days. Glasgow is the biggest and busiest city in Scotland, but the Scottish capital is Edinburgh. It is located by the River Clyde, which is a great natural location for fishing. Today, over 2 million people live in Glasgow. To prepare my visit, I have read about its history. Over 2,000 years ago, there were some kinds of temporary villages in that area. Later, the Romans constructed a permanent campsite and built the Antonine Wall to protect themselves from the Celtic and Pict people. In the 6th century, Christian built a church called St. Mungo. In 1136, the first stone of Glasgow Cathedral was placed and Glasgow became a city. Today, the cathedral is still changing and extending. Since the 16th century, Glasgow has been a very important commercial center. Ships coming from the new continent of America brought products such as tobacco, cotton, or Caribbean sugar. These products were then distributed to the United Kingdom and Europe. Many merchants selling tobacco and sugar became very rich. They built big expensive houses and many monuments that you can still visit today. In the 19th century, with the Industrial Revolution, Glasgow was one of the richest cities in the world and second in the United Kingdom, just after London. Then this time, thanks to all this money coming in, Glasgow public transport and public street lighting, together with parks, museums, art galleries and libraries, were created. In the present, lots of people visit Glasgow. Many of them come just for the weekend, or others for a week. Most visitors come from European countries, but also from the United States and Canada. As far as transportation goes, Glasgow has two airports. There are also two main railway stations. People can also choose between the underground and the city buses to move around the city. You can also get a taxi, rent a car, or rent one of the rental city bikes. I'm going in July, so the weather would be great. The temperature would be about 25 degrees during the day and 16 degrees at night. There is a high chance of rain because Glasgow is a wet place. I'm taking my umbrella with me just in case.
Task 3. You're going to listen to Mira and Mark talking about their experiences at school. For each speaker, choose the correct option as in example 0. Answers must be based exclusively on the information in the recording. Now you have 1 minute and 30 seconds to read the questions.
One.
When I was at secondary school, we did sport every Wednesday afternoon. 2 hours, from 1:30 to 3:30. Wednesdays were my worst day of the week. I hated doing sport at school. In summer, we did swimming and tennis, and in winter, we did hockey. I really, really hated hockey. It was always cold when we played hockey, but we wore shorts, horrible grey shorts. My legs were very thin, and they were so cold that they turned blue. I was always happy when it was raining or snowing. Then we stayed inside and did Scottish dancing. I loved that. At my school, we had a sports field and tennis courts and a swimming pool. I love swimming, but the swimming pool wasn't heated, so it was freezing. I didn't like my sports teacher, and she didn't like me. Her name was Miss Rockham. We called her Rocky. She looked like a boxer, and she had a very loud voice. She loved hockey. In fact, I think she played for the national hockey team.
Two.
I wasn't very academic at school, but I loved art. Yes, art was my favourite subject because I was good at it. We had a wonderful teacher. She was called Miss Lewis. And I remember the first day she arrived at school. She didn't look like a teacher. She had long black hair, and she wore bright colours. She was quite young, 30, 31, something like that, and we all fell in love with her, boys and girls. She wasn't just beautiful. She was a really good teacher, too. Her lessons were interesting and varied. We only had 3 hours of art each week on Wednesday afternoons. Miss Lewis loved photography, and she taught us how to develop our own photographs. I really enjoyed that, and for a while I wanted to be a professional photographer. In the end, I realized that it was difficult to make a living as a photographer, so I went to university and studied engineering. But I still love taking photos, and recently I won a competition. Miss Lewis would be proud of me.
Now, listen again.
1.
When I was at secondary school, we did sport every Wednesday afternoon. 2 hours, from 1:30 to 3:30. Wednesdays were my worst day of the week. I hated doing sport at school. In summer, we did swimming and tennis, and in winter, we did hockey. I really, really hated hockey. It was always cold when we played hockey, but we wore shorts, horrible grey shorts. My legs were very thin, and they were so cold that they turned blue. I was always happy when it was raining or snowing. Then we stayed inside and did Scottish dancing. I loved that. At my school, we had a sports field and tennis courts and a swimming pool. I love swimming, but the swimming pool wasn't heated, so it was freezing. I didn't like my sports teacher, and she didn't like me. Her name was Miss Rockham. We called her Rocky. She looked like a boxer, and she had a very loud voice. She loved hockey. In fact, I think she played for the national hockey team.
2.
I wasn't very academic at school, but I loved art. Yes, art was my favourite subject because I was good at it. We had a wonderful teacher. She was called Miss Lewis. And I remember the first day she arrived at school. She didn't look like a teacher. She had long black hair, and she wore bright colours. She was quite young, 30, 31, something like that, and we all fell in love with her, boys and girls. She wasn't just beautiful. She was a really good teacher, too. Her lessons were interesting and varied. We only had 3 hours of art each week on Wednesday afternoons. Miss Lewis loved photography, and she taught us how to develop our own photographs. I really enjoyed that, and for a while I wanted to be a professional photographer. In the end, I realized that it was difficult to make a living as a photographer, so I went to university and studied engineering. But I still love taking photos, and recently I won a competition. Miss Lewis would be proud of me.